New storm clouds hang over Europe's economy. Of the 17 nations that make up the common currency bloc, 9 countries are now in recession. While not as steep as the recession that came after the 2008 financial crisis, Commerzbank chief economist Jörg Kramer says this has been the longest.
Usually, a recession lasts only 2-3, maximum 4 quarters, but 6 quarters is a lot. And to make the thing worse, the forward-looking leading indicators, such as the Eurozone PMI, these indicators have declined 2 months in a row. Therefore, we really have a problem in the Eurozone.
In France, Europe's second largest economy, it's not just the carpet at this famous film festival that's in the red. ING senior economist Karsten Breske says what is now a double-dip contraction for the French economy spells more trouble.
We do see some very vague lights at the end of the tunnel in Spain, in Greece, because there we do see that these structural reforms are working. In France, nothing has happened so far.
Even Europe's powerhouse economy, Germany, just barely avoided recession, growing only 0.1% between January and March this year. With an overall population of more than 500 million people, the European Union is currently the world's largest export market, and that means a slowdown there could hurt the U.S. economy as well. Bankrate.com's Greg McBride spoke to VOA via Skype.
I mean, Europe is in a recession. China is slowing. But right now, I mean, even our own economic fundamentals are really lukewarm at best. So we've got ourselves in this pattern that we've seen each of the past 3 years where economy starts out great the first 3 or 4 months of the year. Then we tend to hit a slowdown in about the second quarter.
Analysts say government austerity measures in high-debt countries such as Greece, Spain, and Italy have contributed to record-high unemployment within the currency union and to an economic slowdown that some forecasters say is unlikely to lift until well into 2014. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.